boy. Light rain blowing in the air.
You can call it light rain or the good rain. Either way, it's the signature of the Great Northwest. And how long will it last? Let's find out from Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. I'm Keith Seinfeld, and Cliff, the rain?
Well, we have a little bit of light rain today, but it won't be too serious. A weak low is moving up the coast. I can see it in the radar and the satellite pictures. It's off of Oregon, and it's slowly churning its way up the Washington coast. And so we'll expect some bands of light precipitation to rotate in during the day. So there'll be breaks and some showers, and that's pretty much today. Tomorrow, a weak ridge starts pushing in, but it's going to take a while to dry us out. So I'm afraid there'll be general cloudiness and some light showers on Saturday. But things will improve as the ridge pushes in during the latter part of the day, and temperatures should get up to around 50. And that's going to be the story we're going to be talking about quite a bit. The mountains, they're going to get a few inches of snow. Sunday, the ridge is in. It'll be dry most of the day, but there'll be a lot of clouds, unfortunately. Maybe a few breaks.
So you're saying in terms of the mountains that for people who are thinking of heading up into the snow, that it will be snow, not rain, pretty much?
If you get above around 3,000, 3,500 feet, it should be snow. And they have a pretty good base. They haven't gotten a lot of snow during the last week. But, you know, there's practically 90 inches of snow at both Snoqualmie and at Stevens Pass. So, and there's higher mounts, of course, at Mount Baker and Mount Rainier. So there's plenty of snow up there. It's getting a little on the old side, but there's a pretty good base, which is a big contrast to our friends in California who have about a third of their normal snowpack.
And did you say there's a ridge headed our way?
That's right. So a ridge coming in later on Saturday and Sunday. And in fact, Monday looks like a pretty decent day.
A ridge? What does that mean that a ridge is headed our way?
A ridge is an area of high pressure, and especially at the surface and also aloft. And so we have this high pressure building in Saturday into Sunday, weak system coming through Sunday night, and then another ridge builds in on Monday. So Monday, Tuesday look pretty dry. So there's really no major weather systems at all coming in during the next several days. And we're going to be on the warmer side of things. So we'll be above normal through the entire period, you know, a few degrees above normal. So nothing really to talk about.
It seems a little bit more like spring than winter to me.
Well, that makes sense because the temperatures have been above normal. First, we had that warm period a few days ago where the temperatures were like 10 degrees above normal. And even the last few days, the high temperatures may not be getting that much above normal, but the low temperatures have been much warmer than normal. And so, you know, the ground is warming now and plants are starting to push up. So, you know, spring is starting to go here.
You know, we've had a few reminders over the past month that forecasts are predictions about what's going to happen in the future. And certainly it's a science, but that doesn't mean it's always reliable. A listener named Glenn left a message on our website asking, well, here's what he says. Meteorologists are frequently talking about what computer models are indicating. Who develops these models and how are they revised when things change and their shortcomings are pointed out?
Well, that's a question I get all the time. I mean, what are these models that weather forecasters talk about? Well, they're not something you get from a hobby store, you know, and you glue together. When we talk about a model, what we're talking about is this really complex software system in which we get equations that describe how the atmosphere works, and we solve these equations, and that gives us the future. So what happens is, first we have to gather data from the entire planet, three-dimensional data from the surface and aloft, from ships and buoys, from satellites, and that describes three-dimensionally what the atmosphere is like. That's called the initialization. That's the starting point. And then these are models, these equations, take that starting point and are able to go into the future, tell us what the atmosphere should look like in the future. So we have to solve these equations, and we need the most powerful computers in the world to do this. I mean, the same computers that are used for nuclear simulations, the many, many thousands of processors are used to solve these equations into the future.
And so it's very mathematical and all that. You're using all these computers, and yet it's still not 100% predictive.
If we had a very, very perfect starting point, if we could describe absolutely perfectly what the atmosphere is like, we could do much better, but we don't. The atmosphere is something called a chaotic system. And that means small errors in how you start the forecast result in increasing errors down the line as you go further and further in time. Well, we could never completely describe what's happening right now. And those small imperfections, some within the error of the observing systems, those increase in time. And this explains why a short forecast tends to be better than a longer forecast, because these errors get bigger and bigger in time. And so, theoretically, it appears that we cannot forecast the weather more than approximately 2 weeks ahead. It even gets worse than that, because our models themselves aren't perfect. We don't describe radiation and what happens in clouds, things like that perfectly. So that produces errors as well. So forecasts are imperfect. They're better for shorter range, and the errors increase as we go further down the line.
And so maybe when we're repeating the forecast, maybe we shouldn't sound like we know what's going to happen.
Well, there's uncertainty to the forecast. We know there's uncertainty. And in fact, we're developing new modeling techniques to get at that uncertainty. It's called ensemble forecasting. Instead of making one forecast, we make 10, 20, 30, 50, each one slightly differently. And the differences among the forecasts give us an idea of the uncertainty of the prediction.
So forecasts are getting better, you're saying?
Well, forecasts are getting better, and we are gaining the ability to give probabilities by using these ensemble forecasts. We're gaining the ability to say, this is a percentage chance this will happen, there's a certain percentage chance that will happen. And that is one of the great challenges for meteorologists for the next several decades, to develop that technology and figure out how to communicate that.
Wow. Hey, thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mast is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to a podcast of our weekly conversation at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.